Facing criminal charges and an uphill re-election campaign, Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane decides not to run for another term. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports from Scranton, where she made it official today.
Kathleen Kane started her news conference detailing her accomplishments, almost resembling a stump speech for re-election.
We have an innovative mobile street crimes unit that saturates the areas that are most needed in Pennsylvania to rid them of drug dealers and cartels and to stop the ensuing violence that occurs there. We tried to make people's lives better by doing that. We also recreated the child predator unit, and because of that, child predator arrests are up 800% in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
But then Kane talked about her trouble keeping up with the demands of the job while being a single mother.
And as you all know, being a single mother, God gave me two arms, and God gave us all 24 hours in a day. That in itself is a full-time job.
Kane then finally announced she would not run again.
This was not an easy decision, but the decision today I am comfortable with, I will sleep well with. And I am announcing that I am not seeking the Democratic nomination for Attorney General.
Kane was charged last summer by the Montgomery County District Attorney with leaking grand jury materials to the media and lying about it. Her law license is suspended, calling into question whether she can keep doing her job. Kane vowed to continue in her job fighting corruption right up until her last day in office. She did not answer questions after her announcement, and with a quick wave, she left the room. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.